Okay.
Let's
I did
do
hit,
it.
I hit it.
You hit it?
I hit it.
Did you hit me?
No. No one would
hit
that.
Do you want to hit me?
No one would hit that. Not a single soul.
My wife hits that.
Well, that's
she
really...
hit that earlier tonight,
I know.
Actually.
She yeah. called. She called me crying yesterday.
Fuck off. Well, you know what? Your wife called me and was crying because of how big your fat cock was.
Well, I was hoping you'd say, because she was crying because I beat her. And I'd be like, yeah, that bitch deserved it.
Why? She started another DIY project? God,
our garage is just filled with shit that I don't need.
I know.
Again.
But she does do some good projects in
the house.
I don't
give
like,
a shit.
I will give her credit where credit's due.
All right. Well, welcome guys, back, guys. welcome guys yeah. But back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome guys, backs. Yeah.
Yeah.
You should
welcome
be looking
guys
away from
back.
The screen.
We are Soul of a Gamer.
What the fuck?
I'm Scott.
I'm Steven, I think.
And every week we play a game. We tell you about it.
Yep.
I hope you enjoyed our last week's game, which was...
Oh, you're going to be a dick and do this to
Wait,
me again.
No. No, it's that way.
What's this way? Are you pointing to me?
Yeah, pointing at your camera.
Oh, but my camera's on the other side, so...
Okay, well, yeah. This is awkward then, and change your shit
it's
to what
awkward.
To match
oh
what
God.
I am doing.
It wasn't Ratchet & Clank last time.
No, you said that no. The previous time as I was
oh
looking
God.
At the Ratchet & Clank thing, and I laughed
right.
at you.
I don't remember.
It was Hi-Fi Rush.
Oh, yeah.
So Hi-Fi Rush was our game last week. We hope you enjoyed that. We really liked that game.
Yes.
Now, we're going to talk about a game so different, there cannot be any similarity. There are literally none.
At all.
Including none. How the movement in this game is?
Yeah, yeah.
Is?
Heavy Rain.
No, wait. No, what's the movement in the game?
Oh.
How would you describe the movement in one word?
Shit.
Yeah, me too. It's because it's this is a game by what's her name? Quantic, is it Quantic Theory?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, they
Quantic
do,
Dream.
Quantic Dream, they yeah. do these fucking horrific game movement styles where it's fixed camera on an angle that just sucks all the time, and just I hate it. And I'll explain more as we get into gameplay, but man, I fucking hate the way they do their camera angles. Just do third
yes.
person. It would work the same. I would like yes. it more. I think everyone would prefer it. I don't know if there's like an artistic value behind doing it the way they do it or something, but I fucking
I don't know.
Hate it. I don't understand.
Yeah.
I'd
Especially
love.
Especially because they give you so many different camera angles in some spots
yeah.
that it's like, you should just give me a free floating camera at
yeah.
this point.
So and,
like,
and also
why?
Like I wonder if people like that, and I'd love to know. So if you guys actually like that style, reach out and tell me why, because I'm confused to the benefits of that. Because
there is some reviews later talking about that.
Okay, so yeah. Soul of a Gamer at or soulofagamerpodcast@gmail.com. If you wanted to reach out to us, the website soulofagamerpodcast.com. If you wanted to do some games, and then we do a little yeah. short ask you what you want us to play on Spotify if you listen to the entire episode.
Yes.
So
or just
yeah.
scroll to the end and then put it in there. That's
either way,
too.
If you already
you just listen to
no,
the
no,
entire
no, don't,
thing.
Don't not listen to it. Don't listen to him. That's stupid.
What? Telling
if,
people not.
If you already listened to it, yes, go back, scroll to the end, and do that.
That's fair.
All right. Well, we're just gonna jump right into this then. Let's go.
What's on the box?
All right, so I'm looking. This was a PlayStation exclusive, I believe.
Yeah,
it's on PC now.
It ported like an. It had a weird thing. If you looked at the startup screen, it said 2010 to 2019.
Yeah.
And that it actually happened to go on PC in 2019, and I was like, oh, I wonder if that's like the licensing
oh, okay.
agreement for them. They're only allowed to be on PlayStation until 2019. Because if you look like
Maybe.
at Pokemon, it'll say whatever the company, and then it'll say 2000. Now it says 2005 to present.
Okay.
But back in the day, it said 1990-something to present, 1996, I think.
Yeah, maybe that's how long they were planning on either supporting it or that it was a license.
Yeah, licensing.
Or,
I'm guessing.
Yeah.
That. I saw that, and I was like, well, that's weird. Now I kind of get this.
Box of this, I actually kind of dig this box a little bit. It's very simple. It's just got the origami dog figure, and it's in the rain, and it's just in a like black kind of foggy background, and just this heavy green and white. So really simple and basic, but honestly, like especially like once you've played the game, you realize how important the origami figures are.
Yeah, and again, this is if this is at a game shop and you see the cover, you're gonna be like, "That's interesting." You know, that's it's not a basic bitch box by any means. It's just it's interesting. It'll catch your eye. You'll wonder what it's about.
Back of the box, it shows our four protagonists that we play as in the game. Just a shot of all four of them, and then it says your smallest decisions can change everything. The origami killer has taken a new victim in our terrorized city. The hunt for a child will lead four unconnected people to ask the same question: how far would you go to stop a killer? Play all four roles in the psychological thriller where every action has consequences. How this story unfolds is entirely up to you.
Interesting. It's weird that they said four unconnected people
when they're all connected.
Well, no, when like one of them is a police officer dealing with a crime that the one of them is a suspect. Well, I guess an FBI right. agent. But either way, like that's a connection of some kind, I feel like. But maybe I'm the dumb one.
They all and have intertwined connections.
The other one like, did something one... pretty fucking shitty at the beginning of the game. Like,
yeah.
I won't reveal it here. We'll reveal it during the story. But
I would say Madison's the only one that's not connected. Yeah, she's the other literally, ones are all investigating the same case or part of the same case.
She's literally the only one who's just like, I'm a woman, so I need to be a part of that.
Oh, look, someone needs help. I'll be there.
They definitely did that whole thing where it's like this is pretty normal for them to do. It's like they do shower scenes. And I remember
this was out of place. Fuck.
Yeah, like there were a couple that I was like, why are we doing a shower scene right now? Can we just like do it off camera and have it done? Why do you have to show tits and ass and stuff? Like, I don't understand that. But
like Beyond Two Souls had a shower scene. It didn't show anything in that one, but it was still weird forcing her to get naked and then walk into the shower and stuff. Like, even though everything was blocked, camera views and stuff. But
yeah, but still, you know, like it's just it's silly. They just black it out really fast. Like, do the whole, like, fade out, fade in thing.
Well, and I'll talk about it a little bit more in story, but her entire beginning of this game was so out of place and so unnecessary.
It made no sense.
It made no sense, and it wasn't part of any of the story.
It was just to give her a reason to be at the motel. That's it.
Yes, that's literally it.
So we'll talk about that in a bit. Let's just move on from this box.
Yes. Are we damn? All right. What can you tell us about the score and the actors?
So this is literally some of the worst fucking voice acting I have ever heard.
It's
there,
bad.
Guys. There's a whole line in here that's so funny, and he does it twice, and it's so funny. Say. Do you know what it is, Steven?
Is it either Sean or Jason?
It's Jason. Jason! Like, the problem is they don't change the inflection of the voice, but the Jason when he... So if you keep shouting Jason, eventually it'll just do that same Jason over and over and over.
For a little bit of context for those who haven't played the game, your kid has gone missing in a mall, and this is the inflection you use when you're tracking him down.
Literally
you're terrified
going,
that he's gone.
Jason! And then sometimes you switch it up, you go, Jason? And you're like, Jason? What? Are you asking a fucking question?
Jason! Jason!
It is so funny. You're not doing it right, Steve. I'm telling you. I was obsessed with this because I'm like, why? How did someone record this and then put it in the game? How did they do
that? Sean!
Yeah, oh yeah. Like, no matter what, I just think the main Ethan's actor was just such a terrible fucking voice actor. Like, holy shit.
Madison and Scott weren't bad.
No,
Scott
was actually
them.
My favorite, and
Scott
he's
was my
got
favorite.
The most credits of any of the fucking actors. And the actual character in the game is based heavily off the real guy.
Oh, okay.
So we've got Pascal Langdale as Ethan, Jackie Ainsley as Madison, and then Judy Beecher as Madison as well. I think they had two different voice actors because this is a French company.
Oh, okay.
Sam Douglas as Scott, Leon Ockenden as Norman, and Max Renauden Pratt as Sean. And out of all of those guys, the only ones worth a damn was, I think Judy Beecher was the American, or not the American, the English. And yeah. Sam Douglas was just a great actor. He actually did the best out of everyone. My least favorite by far was Leon Ockenden, Norman. Because it's like, you could tell that guy wasn't from Boston, but trying so hard to have a Boston accent. It was funny.
Like, it was so crazy how bad and cringeworthy some of the dialogue scenes were and how just, like, the inflections were. Like, I don't even know how to, like, say it. It's just weird.
Yeah, like
everything that should be way more serious isn't sometimes.
So I think what it was is they hired all foreign people to do this because, again, French company makes sense, right? And a lot of them spoke English, but it's not their first language.
Yeah.
So because of that, they just said, okay, you're going to do the French and the English version.
Yeah.
And then they did, and it just came out horrible, like the worst it can. So.
That's fair.
And then a composer, by the way, Normand Corbeil.
Which the music and score for this was
honestly good. Yeah. It's some inappropriate moments for the music to come on and be super loud, but I mean, whatever. It's just it sounds like whoever put together the sounds of this game was just a giant piece of shit and didn't know how to do sounds in a game. By the way, I do know that Pascal Langdale is English, so that guy just has no excuse for being a shit voice actor. That was Ethan. He has literally no excuse for being so bad. I love that there was a point where he's screaming at the girl and he goes, "You lied to me." And you're like, "What the fuck did you just say?"
It's pretty bad. I'm not going to defend this one.
It was so awful. It was funny halfway through because all I could do every time I was playing Ethan was just would start walking around and go, "Jason."
Oh god. I was getting so annoyed at that. I was like, "I'm just not pressing the button anymore."
I love pressing that button. That was my favorite button. Yes. It's like, I don't know. They really did not try hard to voice acting wise, and that's crazy because the story is actually really good.
Yeah, it really
besides
is.
One thing that I really didn't like about the story, and I bet you're gonna guess what it is. It rhymes with not Shepley.
Not Shepley?
Yeah.
I don't even know what could rhyme with Shepley. What?
Someone's name rhymes with not Shepley.
Oh, Scott Shelby.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, in general, voice acting, guys, it's almost unbearable. The entirety of this voice acting crew did a terrible job fucking just really... The situation that they're in this game is so incredibly extreme and so like anxiety driven and so like stress everywhere. There should be more feeling of that in the voices, and nobody had that.
No, seriously.
Like it's just the craziest thing. Normally you have a voice director who really gets you like, okay, you got to sound really scared and hurt here. You're not going to sound like a robot having sex. It's scared and hurt. You know, there's a guy doing that, but instead it's like they just, it's like I said before, it's like they pulled people off the street and said, "Here, try this."
Pretty much. And it's crazy. Cause like voice acting really can have the heaviest of impacts
in
anything that voice acting's in. Like I recently saw a TikTok video of solo leveling English voice actor doing a scene from that and like seeing him in the studio, like actually, and people are already comparing him to the voice actor for Goku, saying he's the next best thing since him.
Oh, nice.
As far as just insane levels of screaming that he can do, and just like I'm watching the show because I'm going to start watching the show just because of that clip alone. Like nice. I was like, that 30-second clip of him voice acting got me to watch.
You know what that is?
Entire anime. What?
You know? Do you know what country that's from?
Solo Leveling.
Yeah.
It's either Japan or here.
No, it's actually South Korean.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. South Korean manga is becoming a huge thing. I've been
honestly,
meaning to pick
South
it up
Korean
and read
movies
it.
Have been incredible.
Yeah, they've been really like breaking the media
Parasite,
ball.
Parasite, I'm pretty sure, was a Korean film, and that was the first ever foreign film to win Best Picture.
Yeah, nice. I'm seriously, they're killing it right now. Like Solo Leveling, I've heard nothing but amazing things about. It's like, I think My Hero Academia meets something else. I couldn't remember what, but the point is, it's amazing. Amazing fucking manga, apparently.
Yeah.
But so. Whoever directed this, unfortunately, did a really bad job at pulling everything he could out of the voice actors. And it sounds like all the actors were actors. Like, it did. Looking at them, they all had, like, several things they were in over the years. I just don't quite understand why this turned out so horrible.
You know, I don't know if there's mods for it, but I'd love a mod of, people filling in their own voice acting for this game.
Yeah.
Because it would be really cool to actually play this with a good cast.
Yeah. Or get one person doing all the voice acting like they do sometimes for streams.
Yeah.
That would be cool. I'd be down for that. Besides that, I don't have a lot to say about the voice acting.
I don't either.
Oh, this fits into voice acting, but it doesn't exactly fit into voice acting. I think they really just rushed this. So I read this whole thing about this game, right? It was going to cost $16 million to make, which back like early 2007 was an insane amount of money to make a game.
Yeah.
And they offered it to Microsoft and they didn't want it. Because of the, it was child getting killed and kidnapped. It's just not something that a lot of gaming companies want to take a risk on.
And then, nudity.
And so Sony picked it up and they did it seems like such a fucking hassle to get this all made. And then after they get it made, they have because I turn on subtitles so I can actually see.
Yeah, I always do too.
And they spelled pajamas PYJAMAS. And I was like,
I don't think I noticed that.
$60 million, and this is what fucking you do with your life? $60 million.
Spell check for $60 million?
$16 million, guys. Come on. Like, I guess I don't understand, where did the money go if it didn't go to voice acting and dialogue editing? Because clearly they did neither of those things.
Visuals and story.
It's got to be visuals. Visuals were actually kind of cool in this game, but...
They were.
All right, well, that's all. I think that's all I got. You got anything else?
No, I don't think so. I we'll get into it when we get into story more, but I really did like some of the dialogue and like a lot of the different choices you did have and the different things, but yeah, the voice acting was just so
hard. The other thing, the way people pronounce stuff, they literally act like Americans are idiots and don't pronounce things right. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, this is the way that they're pronounced in real life, but every time I heard origami.
Oh, I hated that.
Are you trying to say they're all in Boston? Like, no one in Boston. I've been to fucking Boston. They don't talk like that. They'll
say origami.
My mom used to say pizza pie because she doesn't know how to speak either, and so did my grandma. But, they add R's and shit down there. Like, the stuff like that, they don't really, I don't know. I've never heard anyone say origami. Like, it sounds more like Minnesota way to talk, doesn't it? Or Canadian way to talk?
Something. It was bizarre, though. And Jen made comments about it when I was playing it. I kept making comments about it when I was playing it. I was like, what is this?
There was another one. I can't remember what it was. But another word, they did that same thing. They really...
that was
stretched.
The worst one though by far.
No, the other one was worse. It was just said in the earlier part of the game. It was said a lot in the early part of the game, and then I don't remember hearing in the later half of the game. But whatever it was, it's the same thing. They kept thinking Americans are dummies. They pronounce it origami.
Pretty much.
Yeah, very, very interesting.
We are dumb, so that's okay.
That's fair. Alright. Well, let's move on.
How does it play?
Alright, so we talked about the motion controls of this a little bit, but let's get into some of the other things.
So, we're in gameplay?
Yeah.
So first off, guys, you might have a little trouble playing this game to start out. I did. There's a whole thing in this. It's like your controller doesn't have the right sensitivity settings.
Yeah.
That was really annoying, and it's a French game, so all of the suggestions to fix it are in fucking French. And the translation is not great, so I just ended up playing on mouse and keyboard because of that. Yeah, and it made it a lot harder because the QuickTime events when you're not used to having WASD and the mouse clicking and stuff and going in different directions.
For sure.
I fucked up a lot and had to restart a lot of them, so.
That's fair. Yeah, I've heard nothing but people talking about shit about the PC port.
Yeah, the PC port's very really awful. Bad. It's bad. You need a controller to play this game. Playing it on mouse and keyboard is almost impossible.
Even playing it on the PlayStation, even on playing it on a PlayStation 5, this game, like the controls for it, with like the motion controls of moving your controller, it does not catch it as often as it should. It is very touch and go with every other game I've played for the PlayStation having motion controls, like Until Dawn. That was almost hypersensitive where you couldn't move at all.
It was perfect. It was like moved. Exactly what they should have done with it.
Yes. Yeah, but this one was, you had to like, I almost like it's throwing the controller sometimes. I'm like, Jesus, why do I have to whip so hard for you to realize I moved?
Oh, you're using the actual motion controls. You're crazy, dude. I would have fucking just kept with the...
No, I just tried to do it as the way the game was set up, so I wanted to.
They really just, I don't know. They messed up the PC port bad. They should have really done a better job on the PC port. But that's right off the bat. That was my first experience playing the game, and it was the most annoying experience because you're in a kitchen setting a table.
Yeah.
And it makes you do this like little go sideways and then curve.
Yeah.
And I couldn't do the curve because it wouldn't let my controller do it. And I'm sitting there while the wife is going, honey, I thought I asked you to set the table. Honey, I thought I asked you to set the table. Honey, I thought I asked you to set the table. I'm like, shut up, bitch. I'm doing it.
How much people repeated shit, too. That was annoying.
God, it was so annoying. So yeah, that's just to start out. Those problems exist before you play the game, just so you know. Gameplay-wise, I mean, it does have pretty simplistic gameplay. It's mostly just walking around. This is not a discovery-friendly game by any means.
No, it's not.
There's a time limit usually on things you have to do, which is really frustrating when you're like, I want to see everything and see how they built this game. Like,
this is the kind of game for me where I'm like, I'm going to go through the game, and then if I want to play through it again and explore it, I will.
Yeah, it's just it's kind of an annoying way to make a game, in my opinion. I get it.
The only time you can really explore is as Jaden more, because you can actually go into the investigation mode.
Yeah.
You have more time with him.
Yeah, but you don't really... But in a game like this, where it's like about a serial killer and everything, like this is a game you almost want to, because those little clues matter, I feel like, in serial killer
cases.
It's
true.
But like, there's a lot of time limits. You don't get a lot of backstory on the characters in general in this game, which is pretty crazy. The movement we've already talked about is complete trash garbage. You have fixed fucking camera positions. There was one point, Steven, where you have to call Ethan in his room.
Yeah.
And I can't get over the curb. And I'm like, why can't I get over this curb? I don't understand what's happening. And then I had to like act like I was leaving and then come back. And then I could like walk over the curb. And I'm like, what?
I had to do the same thing.
Like, I don't understand. What? How is this an issue? How is this not caught in fucking testing phase?
There is a lot of like bugs and clips and weird shit.
Yeah. Those things happen quite a bit. The QuickTime events, for the most part, are good. Honestly, they're not too bad. They're not impossible.
There's two shining moments for the QuickTime events for me, and that is the first like fight you have with Scott Shelby and that just random guy in the Lauren's house.
Yeah.
And then the Shelby shootout at Kramer's house.
Yeah. Although
those are my favorite ones.
Like, and it's so shitty because you think you have to like get all the shots and all the things for both of those, and it turns out that he can't die in either one.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's weird.
Well, why would that be weird?
Think of the end of the game.
Yep. He can't die. After I did this, I'm are you serious? I'm so confused, but then what would happen if I missed all my QuickTime events on the...
The other three can die, but they can only die during certain missions.
Yeah, and that felt real. I felt like I was going to die in a certain mission. Well, again, we'll talk about it in the story as Madison. Yeah. And I was like, nope, we're getting out of here.
Seriously, that was fucked. That was so fucked.
Oh, did you get caught?
Yeah.
I found what I needed and I left. And I was like, I ain't drinking your motherfucking coffee. Get out of here, son of a bitch.
I was dumb. I was dumb.
Yeah. Yeah, and instantly, as soon as he opened the door, I'm like, yeah, you look like a creepy old guy. I'm not going to.
Yep.
I'm a young, beautiful woman. I'm not going to be fucked around with you. So, other things about this that are kind of annoying. Well, what's nice is you can quit. And I did this often because, again, I am so not used to keyboard controls. I failed a lot of QuickTime events, and I need a lot of tries to get them right. When it says W, I'm hitting S, and I'm like, why isn't it working? Like, I'm just so bad at fucking keyboard shit. And especially
even worked on a keyboard very much at all.
No,
your coding.
If you think about what you do on a controller and how you've got all the movie, you don't have to look at it to know which one's A. Like, half the time I have to glance down super quick and be like, what the fuck am I pressing?
I'm the same way anytime I'm on a computer. I'd never played mouse and keyboard because of that reason. I can't get it through my head and I don't want to. Like, I don't want to spend the time to get good with that when I've already gotten great at controller.
Yeah, if I wanted to, I would. But honestly, it's just not worth it with the controllers being so good as they are now. But yeah, so you can quit out of QuickTime events and restart them, which was nice. That was a really cool thing they did put in this. And, you know, they could have done this whole, like, well, if you quit out, you fucking fail. And they didn't do that. And I really appreciate that fact about it. Because it really did help me, who, again, was not used to the environment I was using.
Yeah. You were forced to do that, basically. So.
Yeah, like, literally no choice. If I was on controller, the QuickTime events probably would have been a lot easier and a lot better, honestly.
Yeah.
Sometimes reaching buttons was really hard in this, so.
Yeah.
We talked about movement, camera were shit. Mostly the gameplay in this is a little boring.
Yeah, it is.
I guess I expected more of a Sole Suspect thing.
Yeah, there wasn't as much investigation as I wanted.
Yeah.
Like,
and it felt like there should have been, especially because you're like a FBI agent with the sweetest fucking glasses in the world.
Yeah, and I mean, like, even that, there's a little bit of investigation in, which, once we get into story, I'm going to bitch about that a little bit, because there's one piece of evidence that if you don't collect, you cannot catch the bad guy.
Oh, which one?
It's so dumb. The receipt.
Oh, did you fail your QuickTime event? Don't you just grab that if you... I think my character just grabbed it.
I failed the QuickTime event, appeared for
That was
me.
One of the ones I didn't fail, and I was, like, all proud of myself. I'm like, I don't have to restart this one.
There's, like, three things. There's, like, four different clues you have to find, and that is the one that you have to find.
Oh.
The other ones are kind of optional.
Yeah, because that one shows you geolocation of where you need to be looking. Yep, that makes sense.
So it's bullshit. You literally cannot catch the killer if you don't get the receipt. So if you fail one QuickTime event, you cannot catch the killer.
That's funny.
I hate that. That is so dumb.
No, I failed at least one QuickTime event there.
Well,
I think you had to fail three.
You had to fail a certain QuickTime event. There was a certain one in that fight that caused the receipt to fall.
I found that when I failed three, I just failed the whole thing. So that's what I always figured it would be.
Oh, I didn't fail three. I didn't have to restart it, but like I only failed like one spot.
That's
the spot I needed to succeed.
Lame.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I got so good at doing some of these QuickTime events. I was getting like most of them down pretty well. And then this one, I missed the most important one. I'm like, bitch.
Yeah. That's pretty much it for gameplay. There's not much more to talk about
in
this game.
There really isn't.
Really, it's just investigating, kind of like a very small amount of investigation, movement, which is crap, and quick time events, which are also crap.
Yeah, we talked about you play as four different people.
Yeah, so you play... Sorry, that came out of nowhere. You play as four different people in this game, so you have four protagonists, and you just...
Yep.
They all interlink somehow. And you're all kind of just doing things around each other. Well.
Yeah, and they're all interacting with different characters and different things can happen with each thing. There is a lot of like story to be had and stuff. It's pretty good in that aspect.
Yeah, I will say story they really pulled out strong in this. So
yeah. All right.
Well, let's just move on.
All right.
It's time for reviews.
It is time for us to read some reviews and see if you are little bitch boys like us, or if you are valid in your excuses
or
reasons.
Or if you're ugly and stupid.
Wow.
Are you ugly and stupid? Are you?
people can't fix being ugly sometimes, but they can fix being stupid. So I'm okay with ugly. I'm not okay with stupid.
How dare you?
It's fair.
How dare you?
We're going to start this one off with a funny one that was the first review I read, and I thought it was absolutely hilarious. My favorite part was when it rained heavily.
So you know what's funny about that is throughout the game, we should have mentioned this in gameplay, but every time you start a new chapter, it says X amount of inches.
Yeah.
And I'm like, inches to what? Why are they counting up and not counting down?
Did you not realize?
No, I did that for half the game before. I'm like, oh, 6 inches. I get it.
That's what you need to drown.
But and then I was like, but why wouldn't... So I'm guessing you're like standing on your feet at the bottom of this thing before you drown?
The I think the like common thing is that you can drown in 6 inches of water.
Yeah.
And so I think they're just going off of that like old stereotypical saying that a lot of people say.
Yeah, I'm guessing. That's got to be. Or maybe there's like a... Because, you know, when we do games that are from other countries, they have a completely different ecosystem with their words that I will never understand. Six inches could mean something there that means completely different here. Well, they wouldn't even use fucking inches there. They'd use meters anyway, so...
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, in Ireland, a stone is 14 pounds, and that's a measurement of weight.
Yeah.
So they'll say like, oh, that's 13 stone. And you're like, 13 stones, what?
That's how much those weigh. I'm like, why didn't you just say how much they weigh then? Well, because there's one is less than 14. I'm like, don't, it makes you sound like a bitch when you're saying I'm lifting 13 stone.
This is a negative review. Nobody uses an umbrella throughout the entire game.
I agree. No one does. It's very interesting. It must rain there a lot. At first, right. I thought it was Cleveland. And I'm like, why is it raining so much in Cleveland? Because it kind of looked like a shithole.
Ah, so it's like, Seattle it's... then. I don't know where this game takes place, actually.
It's probably in Paris.
Probably.
And then they reskin it to be wherever the voices are from. So Boston, I guess.
Fair enough. Here's a negative review. Although the storyline is engaging and the only reason why I will hopefully finish this game, the controls are nauseating. Simple navigation around the environment is infuriating. While walking forward, the view changes from behind you to facing you, and you instantly change directions, so you have to quickly start pressing backwards to continue walking forwards. If you don't, as soon as the view changes, you spin around, and then you're walking in the opposite direction you intended to go. It makes me feel physically ill. That's truly awful.
Jesus, this guy really got down. He's like, you're not going to understand how physically ill I felt after playing this.
I mean, I do hate it when, like, the camera does go from front to back and then you have to switch your control, or you do just turn back around and then the camera flips again, so you're, like, flipping back and
forth. That was one of
the
most annoying parts about the controls in this is the camera angle would fuck you. It would fuck you hard. It'd be like you'd be walking forward, and then suddenly the camera would be facing you, facing your front, and then you're like, you're still walking forward, but your character will turn fucking around. Because you're walking the wrong direction. I'm like, why would they do this? Are they just trying to infuriate their players? Because that's not a good way to get fans.
No, seriously. Like, it is the worst part of the game. I think this guy's really valid, honestly.
Yeah, I will give him this. And now it didn't make me physically ill. I didn't want to throw up or anything.
No, but other people have higher motion sickness
things than others. Yeah, and I will say it was fucking infuriating nonstop. That is 100% true.
Yep. All right. Despite some of its shortcomings, such as voice acting, the game clearly trying to find its footing in terms of mechanics. I still think this really jumpstarted the choices matter genre, and because of just that, it would be worth playing. That aside, I still find this to be a masterpiece in the genre, and it is narratively very rewarding.
Yeah.
Going into this unspoiled will reward a player a lot.
I will say they did perfect this with Beyond Two Souls, because I like that game way better.
Yes, and Beyond Two Souls is amazing.
We complained about the camera in there, but they did a better job with the camera angles in that game than they did in this one, for sure.
And I heard a lot of people really like Detroit Become Human as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a whole thing, I don't know if you guys know, but Quantic Dream might go out of business or something, because they had like a whole sexual harassment case against them. Yep. You put a bunch of guys at the top. Put a bunch of guys at the top, and they give them female coworkers, and they're going to be like, ass pinchy time. So you know what it's, the solution is there?
Yeah. Get rid of all the men.
Yes, exactly. No. A lot of people thought I was going to say get rid of all the women, but get rid of all the fucking guys.
Just stop so grabbing people's asses. Like, seriously,
stop treating them like sub fucking human.
I'm so tired of hearing so many stories of this. And these stories need to be told. Don't get me wrong. That's not what I'm saying.
100%. We're exhausted from it because it shouldn't be happening as often.
How many people are still in this world? How many people are still getting away with this for this long?
Yeah. And they're not even that old. Like, they're in their 40s probably. It's just insane to me that when people act like this. Yeah.
It's
well, I could see like a 16-year-old doing that. You know, someone who's not sexually mature yet who's just like, I'm just going to do what I want because hormones. Like, I can kind of see that. It's still not okay.
I get what you're saying. It's a little bit more.
As an adult, you shouldn't be doing that shit whatsoever. Like, at all.
No.
You're past your fucking hormone
hands
bullshit.
And your opinions to your fucking self.
Yeah, you assholes. I'll fucking find you.
As we're giving our opinions on games. let's see. What was the other one? Oh, yeah. There was tons and tons of reviews that just said, Sean! Or Jason! Jason was my favorite button. One guy put Jason 80 times as the review.
Yes, because that was my favorite button too. Jason! 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 it's so funny to see this.
All right.
Him like freaking out as he's walking around and then just going, Jason! It's just
fair.
The funniest thing in the world.
All right, this person poses a great question. I'm curious to get your opinion on. And they say Ellie is the video game character which has suffered the most. Do you think the main character suffered more than Ellie? I think
physically,
yes.
Maybe.
I think emotionally.
A little bit emotionally, but not like as, you know, Ellie had a very, very, very
we should maybe touch back on this
traumatic thing happened to her.
Let's touch back on this question after we go over the story.
Okay.
So we don't spoil anything. Yeah. Like, I want to get into like some of the like similarities they have, but like some of the like really traumatic shit. Like, they both experienced extreme traumatic shit in different ways.
Yeah.
And in way different scenarios. But it's an interesting thing. I was like, that's actually like a good character to compare against. Like,
yeah.
That's about how shitty this guy's life was at this point.
No, it wasn't shitty. It was fine. He was great.
The story isn't terrible despite its flaws, but it's kind of hard to recommend because it's not an amazing port. The game is a bit buggy at times, and I did deal with some crashing as well. I don't see why it's so hard to get these older ports on PC working well.
I agree. I don't understand why the... Like, anytime they port, like, a really old game to PC, it's always just shit. And I get it. Graphics cards have upgraded so much and everything. But 2010 is not that long ago.
No.
It should be working perfect.
So many reviews I saw. Like, most of the negative reviews of this game was the PC port sucks. I can't use the controller. The PC port sucks. But all those reviews all said the story is incredible. I want to play this game, but the PC port sucks. Like... It's insane how much of that is all in the reviews, but that's not ever getting fixed or changed.
It's amazing to me that they think the PlayStation is any better.
The PlayStation controls are at least playable.
They're like, doable, yeah, but I don't know. There was a way to fix some of the issues yourself with the PC port, and I just, again, it's in French, so it's really hard to like translate. So I couldn't quite understand how to get my controller working, but if I could, I bet this game would have been a lot easier for me.
Fair. my one sentence review that I kind of said at the beginning of this game was that I wanted to say before you get into the story, this is a good thing to sum up kind of the thrill ride of emotions you go through. 10-year-old birthday party. Next scene, kill the kid.
You got to kill the kid. Sha la 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 la, car is coming. Throw your body into the car and die.
Whoa, whoa. Now you're in a coma for 6 months, you poor slob. Your wife now hates you.
Ex-wife, I want to say. I don't know for sure. It really was never made clear whether they divorced or separated.
She's a fucking bitch.
Yeah,
so,
dude, I have a whole thing about that. Don't you worry. I have a whole thing about her.
Good.
I have a whole song about her.
Okay, okay. Well, let's get right into the story.
Right. It's story time. Let's get started.
All right, go ahead and read us the story.
Guys, honestly, I kept this short because a lot of the story is dependent on choices you make. Yes. We're going to talk about those, don't you worry, but this is going to sound a little short and a little contrived. Yep. The story of Heavy Rain follows the tale of four protagonists: Ethan Mars, Madison Page, Norman Jaden, and Scott Shelby. Each character has their own quirks. Ethan is an architect and a family man. Madison is an insomniatic journalist. Norman is an FBI agent and addicted to a drug, maybe, or something that wasn't important to the story at large. Scott was a private eye and all-around sweet guy. That was my favorite thing I read. It's literally my favorite thing I read. The story starts with Ethan on his son's birthday. His wife and him decide to go to the mall, and he loses track of his son, Jason. Jason makes his way outside the mall, and Ethan sees him. The son crosses the street one way, but upon seeing his dad, decides to cross back. A car hits him, and Ethan while Ethan was trying to push him out of the way. The kind of like the way Yusuke Urameshi died in Yu Yu Hashiko.
Exactly.
This doesn't work as intended, and instead Jason dies and Ethan is in a coma for 6 months. While this is happening, there's a serial killer that is killing boys ages 6 to 12. Norman is investigating for the police, and Scott has been hired by families of the victims to investigate as well. Madison is just kind of around. Eventually, Ethan wakes up and his whole life is shattered. He is separated or divorced from his wife, and he is depressed because he feels his son's death was his fault. He also starts having blackouts and seeing a psychiatrist. During his week with his other son, Sean, he takes him to the park and has a blackout. He doesn't remember how he got where he is and comes to some time later. In the time he was out, it is revealed that the origami killer has abducted his son. This is where the story gets tricky. There's a lot that can happen and no for sure ending. Each character has a role to play in finding Ethan's son. Ethan is assumed to be the killer for most of this part, and the police want him arrested. At the end of the day, it is revealed that Scott Shelby is that killer, and everyone comes together to stop him if they are still alive.
Fuck Scott. Oh.
Yeah. this game has so much, and we're going to talk about it.
It's crazy.
Story could be amazing if Scott Shelby wasn't the killer. Or if they took out one part of this to make the killer angle more believable.
Yeah.
Because that one thing you do as Scott, that pissed me off so much. I'm like, we played him during this part. He didn't do this. He literally did not do this.
Oh,
we played as him. Why would you show him
so
doing
dumb.
It? It was so fucking stupid.
You're talking about the typewriter, right?
Yeah. Like.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm confused because he's doing the investigation.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
So he's investigating. I don't know if you've noticed. He's collecting the evidence that all
I noticed that.
Yeah.
But, like, there's no point. Nobody is pointing fingers at him. They're not even trying, it looks like, to find him.
Well,
and
maybe
he's gotten
away with it for as long as he has because he's gotten
maybe,
all of the
but
evidence
he's connected.
Out of the house.
He's connected to the police, so he knows the evidence 100%.
I know.
Like, I was just so confused. And the evidence he's collecting is evidence nobody gave to the fucking police.
Seriously, though.
I was like what is going on, people?
How has no one ever given him the shoebox?
How has no one ever asked, what happened to all the dads of these kids?
That's also the thing.
That is
the dumbest part.
I was so confused. So, let's start out by saying, in this game, basically, Ethan's son goes missing. He's kidnapped by the serial killer, who's called the Origami Killer. He's called that because he leaves a piece of origami in the palm of their hand after they die. And he spreads, like, orchid stuff all over their bodies.
It's just one orchid.
Yeah, but there's, like, pollen everywhere, so I'm surprised it's just one orchid that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just... It's weird. I don't get it, but maybe it's just from his green room because he's probably just pollen all over him all the time. So he does all these things. He kidnaps Sean, and Ethan gets a mysterious letter the day before he kidnaps Sean. And the letter said, it's like this really vague, the church, that while the family were at church, the boy was fucked in the ass. Or, yeah, it's just like, it's the dumbest letter. Like, no one's going to look at that letter and go, this is a serial killer. Like, I read that, I'm like, I don't know what the fuck this means. Get it out of here.
Way to give us a, here's the church, here's the steeple, here's me fucking your kid. Yeah,
literally, that's Jesus what it is. It's a Catholic church right there. It's in France. You have to assume everyone's fucking Catholic.
I just watched Spotlight the other day.
So he gets kidnapped, but Ethan gets this letter with no explanation, but also a key to a locker box in a train station. And if he goes there, he gets like a shoebox filled with different origami figures that are numbered 1 to 5.
Okay. That fucking anxiety scene of him traveling through. Annoying. That was so awful. Worst part of the game.
You know, and I like the idea of that because it shows his mental status, but it's just kind of dumb.
The way they did it in practice is awful.
The idea is amazing. The practice was just bad. Yeah. But eventually you find this shoebox that have these 5 origami things numbered 1 to 5, a gun, and a cell phone.
And then
the first chip
memory card or
I have no idea what the fuck that was. I'm gonna be very honest. I have never seen that before.
It looked like a video game memory card.
Yeah, it honestly did.
Inserting into the phone.
Yeah,
but like that's like they were inserting it like almost like a battery. So I'm like, what the fuck is
so
this?
You
it
know
has videos
funny?
On them.
By the second clue, I'm like, oh, it's Theodore Roosevelt. Just find out what's on Theodore Roosevelt. By the second clue, I was like, okay, well that's easy. Well, what's the numbers then? And then you had an 8 for your first number, and I'm like, well, that's easy. There's only 100 things to check. Go fucking check 100 things.
No,
why are you
seriously
doing all this?
I was like, why? Yeah, why do you need any more than what you have?
I'm pretty sure by the third one, you get the 8. I don't remember if you have it on the second. The second one, it was clearly Theodore Roosevelt, which I thought was really funny.
I think by the time it was the third one, I was like, I have enough that if I just look at all the addresses on Roosevelt, I will be able to know what it is.
Yeah.
Especially because it's a hangman game that you have to do a trial and they give you hangman letters.
Yeah.
They give you all the empty spaces. So you know the exact length of all these words.
Yeah. It's really, really stupid, like, actually.
I was like, this is kind of dumb.
Yeah, it is. So anyway, you're basically playing a serial killer's game. If you love your son, you're going to save him. Mm-hmm. So Ethan is doing that. Madison is an insomniac, like I already said.
And she's an investigative journalist.
Yeah, but she lies about who she is to Ethan and says she's like a photographer for something, for like houses or something like that. And she meets Ethan and realizes, oh, he's the one they suspect to be the origami killer because your bitch wife... Your bitch ex-wife,
seriously,
your fucking dumbass bitch of a fucking ex-wife, goes to the cops and says, even though Ethan came to you and reported his son missing, and also even though he was crying and really worried, and even though all these bad things happened to him, and even though he's not, he's had a complete mental break, he might be the killer.
Seriously, though, and this killer that's been going on for, I'm guessing,
for years.
Throughout his coma time.
Yeah, I was like,
stuff.
Did anything happen in the 6 months he was in the coma? Because if it did, he's not
instant
the fucking
alibi.
Killer.
Yeah, instant alibi. Like,
I was so
fuck?
Confused. This whole story. The cops were just so dumb in this, too.
Dude, I hated the cop. Oh, the cop was the worst character by fucking far.
All
I,
the cops. They
honestly,
were just all so
I
stupid.
I wanted that cop to get killed
Blake,
so bad.
You could have, I think. I think if I didn't protect him from that one,
I
was like,
should have.
But I'm a professional. I don't
Same.
Let people die. He's like, why didn't you shoot that guy? I'm like, why would I shoot him? It's like, because he could have had a gun. I'm like, are you out of your fucking mind?
I did the sarcastic comment back to him where it's like, oh, I thought you could handle your shit.
I did too, I think, and then he got really angry.
Yeah. He said, fuck you.
Yeah. So there's a cop in there named Blake. He's just a complete jackass. He's the worst. He's like, this is like an 80s
Blake.
Movie gone. Yeah, Blake. Blocky.
Blocky.
So he's like an 80s movie cop. He's like that, like, shoot first, ask questions later kind of dude.
Yes.
Like, he's literally that. He's Rambo in the police station.
like all this guy's wife had to do was he told me he had a blackout and our other son died in his care, so maybe he's the killer. And he's like, he's definitely the killer. We have every evidence. Let's send our entire police squad after this guy right now.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit, we need 85 guys on him this instant within an hour. And I'm like, off of one person's crazy fucking thing that you're not even going to double check at all?
Oh, yeah, there's no alibi checking. There's no investigation. Like, clearly this is not a game meant to be played, like, from a cop's perspective, like,
and,
very
and not
clearly.
Even trying to like go to his house and bring him in or something, staking him out, waiting for him to go into a building by himself.
Also having snipers on the roof too. I'm like, what do you think he's gonna do? He hasn't hit you guys
like,
at all.
Fuck, he doesn't even know you're there.
Yeah,
he doesn't know he's after you're going after him.
So generally, in this kind of investigation, the police at large like taking in people alive because there's accountability for your crimes, and the public really likes that. This guy had no idea about that.
No, seriously.
So while the wife is giving all these details, I'm just hearing a Tupac song. Hey, you gonna ride or die? Na 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 na. And I'm like, yeah, bitch, you're not riding or dying.
Nope. I hated her so much. And like, such a horrible, horrible thing for you to even think.
Yeah, and like after you left him too, clearly I don't know how far the timeline is really sketchy on how far after the coma this is. You have no idea if it's like the day after you woke up,
and you. It's got to be like
it's got to be a few months,
a little bit of time.
I thought maybe a year in the future. I
thought maybe at least like a couple of weeks or at least a month or two or something. I don't know. He's been seeing a therapist. He's got a job. It seems like he's taking the kid to school.
Well, he has an apartment and everything too. So I'm like, it's got to be a decent amount. It wasn't clear, so I didn't worry about it, to be honest. Yeah. Like this one, I was like, okay, it's within a year probably. Like that's as best we're going to get. The kid's still about the same age. He looks about the same age. This whole game too, like, each character had things that made no sense about him. Madison was the fucking worst.
Yeah.
Because, yes, she's trying to get a story from Ethan, but it's really funny because she's like, I think I'm falling in love with him. I'm like, you've known him less than 24 hours, I think.
And all you've done is, like, dress his bandages, dress his wounds.
It's so funny watching her do that and thinking, okay, what would I do in her situation? Not my fucking problem. Walk away.
Seriously, though. Yeah.
And then every time someone said, let me call an ambulance for a really grave injury, and they say, no, don't do that. And the guy's like, okay, I won't do that. Every time.
Okay, yeah. Don't worry, I won't call the cops. Then go to your room and then call the cops.
Yeah,
because
like,
that person's hiding some shit. Like,
well, also,
the
they're dying. Call a fucking ambulance. The one that really got me at one point, the private detective Scott Shelby goes into this woman's like trailer, and she's left her baby in the crib in the living room and slit her throat or not
suicide.
Throat her slit her wrists and got into the bathtub, and he pulls her out and puts her in the bed. I'm like, what are you doing? Call an ambulance. You have a cell phone. And he's like, no, you're not gonna die today. And I'm like. And she's like,
and he
don't
says
call
that her
ambulance.
Wounds are deep, but then he just wraps them.
Yeah, it's like he does like the most simple shit he could do to save her life.
And then changes the baby's diaper, steals all the evidence, and leaves.
Yeah, and he's literally the killer doing all this stuff. And I'm like, are you just torturing these families? What the fuck is wrong with you?
It's so dumb.
And Scott Shelby's story is a little weird. He, as a kid, had a twin brother. What was his twin brother's name? Shoot. They said it like 50 times. Was it John? I think it was John.
Yeah, I think it was John. Yeah.
So his twin brother, John, his dad was alcoholic. His mom was at work. She worked like three jobs or something, I assume. Yeah. It's like that diner mom thing.
Yeah.
And they're playing in a construction site, and they're living on a construction site, which is also both very fucking weird. Like, playing in a construction site, I get, because you're there and whatever. But living in one?
I'm wondering if maybe he, like,
the dad worked there
worked
or something.
Maybe worked there and they just allowed him to live on
like
the
like, put a trailer?
Yeah,
I think so. I think you have to be right. I can't imagine any other scenario where that would be okay. I can't even think that scenario would be okay. But he lives there, and they're playing on the construction site, and they play hide-seek, and you count to 20, and your eyes are closed, and you find your brother he fell into a drainage pipe that was clearly broken.
Yeah.
And it was like rushing water and it was raining pretty heavily and he was dying and you go to get your dad and your dad's like, God, I hope he fucking dies. And this part broke
one
my heart.
Less dumb at one less idiot mouth to feed. Dude. I was like,
I started crying. I'm like, oh, that's so sad. You piece of shit. Seriously, I hope you fucking die of cancer. And then you go back and you have to watch your brother die, which again, tears are coming down my eye. I'm like, no, don't, not again. And so
fucking awful.
This basically made you a serial killer.
This is the weird thing, because he got adopted and apparently into a good family.
Yeah. It's weird. And, you know what was weird is when the mom whispered the name in the ear like it was a big deal. And I'm like,
yeah,
that's strange. But it made it sound like the family was really important that he got adopted into. But they never really showed that.
Yeah. But also, like, if you don't know by the time it's the club, you know at the club.
Oh, I didn't know at the club. I honestly did not think at all.
He fit the size of him.
He fit the size, and that made sense. I just didn't really pay attention to that because I was trying not to die from a katana.
That's fair. that's fair.
But yeah, so this all happens. It turns him into a serial killer as an adult, and yeah, I mean, there's a big cooling off period. So basically, like, he's been doing it for years, under my understanding. It's not, again, not really clear how long. Probably like at most, maybe 5.
Oh. There's one other part of the story I think they needed to cut.
Okay, which part?
While we're talking about Scott Shelby. The whole thing with Kramer and Kramer's kid. Because that was so weird that Kramer's kid did a copycat murder of the Origami Killer.
I think that, like, was...
That was so weird.
Well, you know what? They could have cut that. And they could have cut... what's her name? Lauren?
Yeah.
I think they could have cut her out completely. She sucked.
They could have, for sure. That was annoying to carry her around. And I didn't want her to be around, which she died in my gameplay.
Oh, she didn't. She died in mine, too, and then because I didn't realize. They're not really clear about labeling what action does what.
Yep.
So I quit out, and I'm like, okay, I know that action breaks the door now. And then I went back in, and I'm like, okay, now I can untie her and do it right.
Yeah, I didn't know what action it was going to do, and I, like, got free, and then I thought I was going to, like, take off her seatbelt or get
Well, now knowing what I know, I should have just let her fucking die. I just thought Scott Shelby was the nice guy, so I'm trying to play him as the nice guy.
Yeah.
And, yeah,
I'm kind of glad she died right there.
Yeah, I kind of wish I would have killed her off, because she was really fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Like, and what's weird, too, is you go to a cemetery with this... So her name's Lauren. Her kid was one of the kids killed by the Origami Killer. So by Scott Shelby.
I wonder, actually... Because he had such a fascination with her, if that was the copycat murder.
Oh, it could have been. You know what? I bet you're fucking right.
I didn't think about that until just this second.
That makes a lot of sense, because why the fuck would he care otherwise, right?
Because I was wondering why he was so attached to her over everyone else. But yeah, I think that's it. I think that's why.
Okay, I can be down with that. I see that. Okay.
Okay, there's a reason now.
Yeah, that makes sense. So yeah, that could make sense, and that way he's not just psychologically torturing this person.
Yes,
And he wanted to... So the revenge scheme makes sense a little bit, because he's getting revenge for the kid he didn't kill, who he's
credited with.
And
why he would allow her to come with for that, because it's getting revenge on her child's killer and not the actual Origami Killer.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so then that's probably... So he lied about being hired to investigate, and that's why. He's investigating the other killer because he wants to kill them because they did something that's against his rules.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's exactly it.
What's crazy is at one point you're in the cemetery with her and you're looking for this kid's grave. And it's clear that he's been there before now after the game. And he's just like, oh, where's the kid's grave? I can't find it. And they make you go through this whole thing. But in the cemetery, there's a very important plot we have to talk about.
Oh, yeah?
A plot of land for a very specific group of people.
What's the...
Did you read all the plot land
stuff? Oh, the plot for kids?
So there's the kids one. To the right of the kids one, there's the one for Italians.
What?
Yeah, it was so funny.
I didn't even notice. I only read the kids one.
That was so... I was just trying to see if that was an extension of the kids one, and I go up to it and I'm like, Italians? What the fuck is happening? Who puts a whole plot for Italians? I'm so confused.
The mafia.
Oh, it was so dumb. So at the end of this game, there's some romance you can do with Madison. Ethan and Madison can get together. I ended up doing it because I was like, you know what? I might die tomorrow. Fuck it. I'm going to get one last fuck in, and my bitch didn't ride or die, so I need one that will.
I mean, fair, but I was like, this is not the time or place.
She was ride or die, Steven. Ride or die. As very heavily
he was
listening
dying.
To that song.
And she was trying to ride.
As soon as they started making love, I turned the song on. I'm like, I'm on a ride or die.
Oh, God.
No.
Did they actually have sex?
Yeah,
they
do.
They just kiss.
The kissing is the most awkward thing you've ever seen in your life. It is really awkward how bad it was. I don't know. I didn't enjoy the sex scene at all. It wasn't like... Okay. Porno level sex scene whatsoever. I think it honestly went on too long, and again, here's another instance where they probably could have faded to black and been fine, but they make you take off the clothes.
Oh,
and I'm like, why is this part of the gameplay? This doesn't need to be in here.
Yeah, I hated when you made me take off both their clothes to make them shower.
Yeah, it's like, and
too.
Or put
like,
the clothes
why?
On too. I'm like, these are tedious tasks that you can just have the character do. You don't have to have the player do it.
I don't need to towel off.
So you could have sex with her, you could not. There's points where she can die. There's a point where you go to this doctor's house, and
fuck
he's super creative, super serial killer vibe from him too. And I'm like, he's like, can I offer you a drink? And I'm like, no, you can't. Get out of here. And so he leaves, and I'm like, can you go find my pills that I asked for? And he's like, okay, fine. And I'm like, okay, now where would, if I was a dumbass, where would I keep my shit? And I start looking around, and I go to the kitchen. There's nothing in the kitchen, really. And then I go into the bedroom, and I find a little business card that says Blue Lagoon. And I'm like, is this what I'm supposed to find? Because so far, I don't want to look down the hall, because I know that's where he went.
Yeah.
And so far in this entire house, this is literally all I fucking found.
So then
I just left, and I'm like, well, if it's not, I guess it's not.
There's a dialogue option you can have with him where... you do talk about like the apartment, and he says the name Paco, and that's the name on the card for the Blue Lagoon.
That's how you know that's
the clue. So I said no to the drink at first, and then he like took a drink, and he's like, "Really, you're gonna be that rude, and you're not gonna take a drink?" And I was just like, "I feel like my character would say, fine, fuck it, I'll take the drink." At this point, so I took the drink, and obviously it was drugged, and he just starts laughing maniacally.
What happens when you get drugged? I really want to know. I didn't do this.
So he starts, he's like, you really took the drink, you fucking idiot? Like, you really didn't think I wasn't going to drug you?
So much
and then
for
starts
playing
laughing.
Cool.
And then it starts laughing maniacally, and then you fade to black, and then you wake up tied up in his basement, in this, like, torture chamber in his basement. And he's got, like, all this, like, saws and all this shit. And he's, like, obviously been torturing people down here. And he cuts people up and does all this shit to them. Well, he starts to get ready to cut you open with the saw. And then someone knocks on the door. And he's like, God damn.
My 430.
He, like, telegram people or whatever. And he goes up there. And you can, like, start to, like,
answer the fucking
scream.
Door.
He stops me. He could either start to like scream and try to get his attention, or he could just try to like wiggle out and get out.
Yeah.
But I ended up having an entire fight sequence with this guy with like saws and knives and throwing shit at each other and kicking the chairs at each other and
like
flying over shit. And I ended up stabbing it in the heart with a drill.
Okay.
And then turning it on.
Oh, you made his heart like a puddle of shit.
Like, I drilled straight through to his heart, and then I did something else to him as well, and then I was able to look through the house after that and found the Blue Lagoon.
Oh, okay.
Business card.
Yeah, I found that, and I was like, this must be what I'm looking for. I guess I'm out of here.
Yep, that's exactly what you're looking for.
So I left. Nothing happened to me. I had a great experience.
That was a hard fight, too.
Like, what's weird is Madison's whole role is, like, being a woman. Like, that's it. That's her role. It's like... she goes to a club and she has to get sexy to get this guy. Although yep. I did like this. This was one of my favorite things.
Cause that was so dumb.
It was kind of dumb. I think Madison played it wrong. I think I would have used my body a little bit more.
Yeah.
Like, not have sex with him, but, like, instead of having him point a gun at you, do yeah. what he says to distract yeah. him and then look around the room, find something to hit him with, have your gun maybe placed in your back or something, like tape John.
Do a True Lies moment.
No, John McClane that shit, and just like start acting like you're gonna yeah. take off your shirt and then pull the gun out and say, "Surprise, motherfucker!" like you. There was so much opportunity, yeah. and I feel like she just really failed it.
No, and the thing that sucked about that is, so like I went into the bathroom to get ready or like doll up or whatever, and I thought I did all the stuff, but if you don't do every single action, you aren't sexy enough. I didn't put on my blush or my eyeliner. Oh, yeah,
that was the most annoying thing. You have to put on like eyeliner and lipstick.
Yep. And if you miss one of the steps of teasing your hair, ripping your clothes, unbuttoning your shirt, and putting on all your makeup, you're not sexy enough for him to see. So I was sitting there dancing for like fucking 5 minutes and not getting his attention. And I was like, what the fuck? And she kept on saying, like, I kept on like looking at her thoughts. And she's like, oh, I just need to go to I need to find a place to get ready. And I'm like, you still need to go to the bathroom? Like, what did I miss? So I went back and finally figured it out. I was like, that's so stupid.
Yep. It's dumb. They do a lot of things that are really dumb in this, and that was one of them. This is a cool thing, though. You end up going into this guy's room to get information on who rents this, this apartment building that Ethan had to go to for one of his trials. There are five trials, and one of them was cut off a finger. So you cut off part of your pinky. And she goes here. She gets an audience with him by acting sexy. And then he says, okay, now strip. And she's like, yeah, I'm not going to do that, actually. And I'm like, what are you talking? That's why we came in here.
Exactly. That's why you ripped your clothes and got all dolled up.
This is the reason we have to play the game. So she says no, and he pulls out a gun at her instead. And I'm like, he was smart. He, John McClane, his gun. I didn't. So then you can, like, I got an achievement for it. So I'm guessing you don't have to take off all your clothes. But I unbuttoned my shirt. And then I turn around because she goes, the lamp. And I'm like, okay, well, easy. I'll just grab the lamp. And you just grab the lamp and hit him. And I'm like, well, that was...
Yep.
Seemed easy. Way Why easy. Was this an achievement? But apparently you could take off more than one item of clothing.
Oh, okay. I only did the thing with the lamp, too, so.
See, if I were her, easiest thing to do, underwear. You're already wearing a skirt. You just pull off your underwear real fast, and then you hit him with the fucking thing. Bam!
Yeah. True.
Yeah. And then you threaten him by grabbing his balls and just squeezing, and I'm like, ugh. Yeah. Stop it! Stop hurting this man! So you get the information you seek out of that. The whole thing is cumulative to this final confrontation with Scott Shelby, where all three of you have to succeed in what you're doing in order for it to work out just right.
Yeah.
You have to go there as Ethan after completing five trials, and each trial is kind of just hurt your fucking self. One is, the first one was drive a car and crash it.
The first one was drive wrong way on the highway for 5 miles.
Yeah,
it
and
wasn't
then
that you had to crash.
But then you
but
have to
crash.
Then you have to crash your car at the end of it. I think. I don't think
he didn't have to. He just did.
Oh, okay. Well, he crashed his car, and then the second trial was the electrocution one. I think.
You had to get through that.
The dumbest. I hated this, guys. This was so dumb. Only because on the computer port. It shows you a direction in which you can go. It like flares up the mouse to go forward. I thought it would do that in every direction you can go.
But it
only does it in the front direction. But you can go in any fucking direction. Yeah. And I'm like, I was so confused for 20 minutes and then I had to look it up. I'm like, what do I do? What do I do? And I had to look up the answer to the puzzle. I'm like, what do you mean you can go right? The fuck do you mean you can go right? It won't let me go right. And then I turn right and I press. I'm like, you fucking game. It was just... If you're going to flare it up.
I checked that I could go right away. So.
I didn't because the symbol came up.
I get why you didn't.
It just makes no sense. It's so fucking stupid. Anyway, you have to get through like electrical wires and get another clue. And then I think you kill a guy next.
I didn't kill him.
Oh, was that the fourth trial?
I can't remember if that was three or four. Because I think I only did four. I didn't.
I did five. I did all five.
Because
the fifth one's bullshit, dude. You're gonna hate it. So was
the poison one? Are you?
Yeah, yeah, the poison one.
Okay, yeah. So maybe I did do all five then.
So I did.
What the other one is.
I did. Okay, so the first one was cars. Second one, electricity.
Oh, it was going through the glass.
Oh, yeah, that's
tube.
Right. The sewer thing.
The sewer thing. Yeah, yeah.
There's like one part where you have to go through this tube that's just covered in broken glass.
Yeah.
And I don't know. That was kind of.
Oh, wait, that's on the way to the poison.
No, that's on the way to the electric current.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the electric current. So no, that's not it. Oh shit! What are we forgetting? Why can't I think of this?
I don't know.
God, it's not that hard. It was you kill the guy, and then the last one was the poison. So what was in between? It was either killing the guy was the fourth one or the third one, and it's either before or after that one. Whatever it was, there's five trials.
So and the bear was the car, the butterfly was the getting through the broken glass and the electrical.
Oh, cutting capacitors. Off your finger. We're fucking idiots.
Oh, yeah. Lizard was, yeah.
Cutting off your finger. Yeah.
Cutting off your finger. Yep.
So you have to cut off your finger in one of them. It's like each one you have to do something to show how what you would do to save your son. And one of them is kill this guy. And Steven apparently spared him. But I was like, he's a fucking drug dealing asshole. And he did not hesitate to grab a shotgun and buck off seven shots at me.
Seriously.
So yeah. I was like, yeah, fuck this guy. And I shot him in the head.
I just didn't want Ethan to be a killer.
I wanted him to be a killer.
And like, so at the end of that like run or whatever, like, he says, like, you're in his daughter's room. And that was the moment where I was like, I'm trying to get my kid back from a killer, and I'm going to become a killer and take away this kid's father. Like, yeah, the father's a piece of shit.
That's exactly what I did. I was like,
I just thought Ethan wouldn't have thought that way, so I saved him.
I looked at him and I went, it's just been revoked, and I pulled the trigger. God damn, my one-liners are bad.
I just knocked him out and walked out.
No. I killed him because I was like, he fucking shot at me, bucked off seven shots. He's clearly killed someone before with how comfortable he was doing that.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, yeah, hey, he doesn't seem like a great guy. So at least Scott Shelby picked a bad guy to kill.
Yeah, seriously.
The morality was a little iffy on that one, but I was like, okay, well, it's easier to make the choice now. Then the final one is this vial of poison you have to drink. And if you drink the vial of poison, you'll die in 60 minutes. And it was so hilarious watching him start a watch. Because I'm like, there's no way he's going to know you die in 60 minutes. What if you metabolize it faster or slower? What if you die in 45 minutes because your metabolism's too fucking fast? And you go there, the timer stops after you save your son. And you start going, oh, God, Sean, I love you. I love you, Sean.
No matter what happens, I love you.
And 2 seconds later, and you go, I'm not dead. I'm not dead. I'm like,
dead.
You could die still. Like, it's 60 minutes is not an exact time for this. You could still die. Please don't be a dumbass. Seriously, but it was clearly like it was fake. You were meant to find your son, and then you were meant to die finding your son.
Fair. So what happened with Jaden and Scott for you? Oh, did you save the kid? I should say. Did you save the kid?
Which kid? The son? Sean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you save Sean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jaden and Scott. Oh, Norman. Norman and Scott?
Yeah.
So I was trying to be cool. I saved him. So we fought on the rooftop. So we fought on the rooftop, and at one point he falls down and he's like grasping the end of this thing. Otherwise, he's going to fall into the conveyor belt, the crusher thing. And you have the option to save him. So I'm like, okay, I guess I'll save him and arrest him. And for some reason, I don't like immediately grab him to put him in handcuffs. And I'm like, what am I doing? What am I doing? And then we get into like a little mini QuickTime event again, QTE shit, and then I beat him, and then he falls into the crusher and dies.
Oh, damn. So for me, they were fighting on that conveyor belt, and I was doing pretty good on the QuickTime events, and then Jin was watching me. I missed a QuickTime event, and then another QuickTime event happened, not even a fucking second after that one happened, and I got double hit and it killed me.
Damn.
So Norman died and Scott got away.
Oh, damn, that sucks.
He I gets, was like, the fuck?
I had a pretty good one. I like that I got to throw him into a trash or trash compactor, I guess you'd call it. It's like a crusher of some kind.
Yeah, it's definitely a recycling crusher.
Yeah. So, he killed Scott and mine, and then I went in and I made it inside the building as Madison, and apparently she warns him about the snipers.
Yes.
And I'm like, but wouldn't you just, if you know the cops are all around you, wouldn't you come out with your hands up anyway? I'm like, you're not guilty of anything. You know you have evidence.
No, but they're going to shoot anyways. Like, even the cops said that.
Yeah,
like,
but
as soon as he comes out.
But you know what I mean? Like, it's horseshit that that the cops are willing to shoot him. Because, again, there's a certain finality that people like to see in cases like this where you get to stand trial for your crimes.
I think this guy just wanted to be a hero and catch an origami killer and was just going to do anything to get that level of fame. Like, he's just like, oh, this is... I've got someone that looks guilty, has run from the police, obviously he's guilty. Like, he thought everyone that he interrogated was guilty.
Yeah, true.
Like, he did that with the crazy Christian homeless dude or whatever. He did that with the fucking psychiatrist.
Yeah.
Like, and I tried stopping him from beating all these people every time as
from Norman. Beating him with a machete.
Like, what the fuck?
So... The part that Steven talked about way earlier about the receipts, this apparently is important. You go to the same club after your Madison, after you kind of like strangle the guy's balls, and Scott Shelby's there apparently, and you go as Norman, and Scott Shelby literally decides to kill him because he's just, I think once the FBI got involved, he's just tying up loose ends and planning on leaving. I'm sure that's what it is.
Yeah.
And he... Norman goes up, notices that the guy's dead, the guy, the club owner, and then he starts fighting Scott Shelby, who I don't know why the fuck he's disguised. He's the most giant guy in that entire fucking building. There's no one as fat as he is there. Literally, there's not a single person. Maybe the owner is fatter. But you have to fight him, and apparently, like I said, I didn't know this. I just didn't fail my quick time events here. But he drops those receipts, and you can investigate the room, and you can pick up the three things that I picked up that helped me were the receipts,
the gun,
the 45 gun, and there was one more thing. Receipts, the gun. Oh, and the camera footage from the fight.
Yes, yes.
Because those are the three things that I needed. And you get all those things, and you get to find out as Norman where he is. And apparently, if you take too long on that, you die.
Yeah.
I didn't want to test it, so I'm like, okay, let's try to get this fast. And I did it like 3 minutes. Nothing really happened. I didn't notice like any bad things happening, so I'm guessing 3 minutes was fine. Maybe 5 minutes was death time.
I have no idea.
Yeah, whatever death time was, it was insane. Like, just being on that rush of, I gotta get this solved in like a minute and a half. Let's go!
Yeah, that was really
intense.
Like crazy, and I was really getting worried about it, and I was sitting there and I'd found all the evidence, and like I found the evidence of like I saw the watch, I realized it was someone who used to be a cop. I like put everything together, and in my head I'm like, oh my god, how are you not realizing who this is? Let's go, let's just pull up all cops.
Well, it's funny, at that moment you get to blame Blake, and I'm like, I should blame Blake, but I know he's not smart enough to do this.
Yeah.
I knew right away, I'm like, it's not Blake, but fuck it if it should be.
But I had to look it up, because I was like, what is this? And seriously, when I looked it up, and everyone said that you need to have the camera footage or the gun, but then you also definitely need to have the receipt. So the receipt is a must-have, and then you can have one or two of the other.
So the receipt's just for a gas station. It's two receipts. I don't. Yeah. Why the fuck are you carrying receipts on you? Don't carry anything that has your location. And he's like, it must be where the killer lives. And there was only one cop who lived in that vicinity, and he owned a warehouse.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be Scott Shelby, who was a former police officer.
Yeah.
So I mean... In entirety, in the end of the game, if you do the good path, which I'm guessing is what I did, because I got with Madison, we ended up buying a place together, and like the three of us were happy, and then she was ride or die, so you know, just like, it was a smart move, I think. At first I thought, like, am I cheating on my wife? Are we actually divorced? Because I still don't know what's happening. But so, then I was like, fuck it. Fuck her. She gave me up. She wasn't ride or die.
Madison became a famous author.
Oh, because you didn't get with her. Yeah.
Yeah. And wrote a book about the,
did you not forgive her either?
Not forgive her?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Oh, no, you wouldn't have found. So if you sleep with her.
Oh.
You look at her. You can look at her jacket, and her notebook falls out of her jacket, and now you know she's a journalist.
Oh, okay.
And you confront her, and you have the option to forgive her or to.
Okay.
But you're post coitus, so I'm like, well, you just fucked me. So I guess I'll forgive you.
But yeah, no. She became a famous author. I went to go look for a new apartment with Sean. So
yeah.
Sean and I picked out a new place. And then. It was weird because there was like this. Did you get the, like, kind of the tease for a sequel?
No.
With her at a book signing, so she's doing this book signing for the Heavy Rain book or whatever she wrote.
Yeah.
And someone comes up to her, and it seems like a very like tall statured person, and says like, "Oh, that was an easy villain to go up against. Maybe next time it'll be a harder one." And then she looks up and there's no one there.
Hmm.
And it's like a tease for a possible sequel or something.
I mean, they never did a sequel, but...
Yeah. And then you see, because Scott got away, you see Scott just like walking away and going to a new place. And then you see Blake, the captain of the police force, goes up to Blake and is like, "Hey, I have to go to that funeral in Washington for that FBI agent." And he's like, "You want to come?" He's like, "Nope, good riddance. That guy was fucking hated that guy." And he's like, "Well, I have to go. I'm getting forced to go. This is bullshit." And like, they just both didn't care. I'm like,
talking shit after the death.
Yeah.
He kicks his habit.
Okay.
I still don't understand why that was a part of the story. I don't know if that helped him with what he was doing or if he just was a druggie. Like, I honestly thought it was like a drug to help manage using that system.
That's what I took from it.
At the end of it, it really didn't seem like it was. So I don't understand what it was.
Oh, the other thing. I forgot about this. The other thing that was different was because he died, the chief actually gave Blake the glasses of Norman's.
Oh, nice.
And he puts them on and he gets transported into like that whole different world. And then all of a sudden, Norman walks up to him. And he's like, "Oh shit, what the f-?" like he saw a ghost because Norman walks up to him and he's like, "What the f-?" And then it cuts and I was like, shit.
All right, well, that was the entirety of the story, as much as we could tell it in a cohesive manner. Hopefully you guys understood, so,
or at least into Edo's rants.
Yeah. So let's move on.
Yeah.
Worth or not.
All right, so what is your rating for the game?
I think this game is still worth... I like the story a lot. I did enjoy the story. It was really fun. It needed better gameplay. If they remade this game and changed the camera perspectives and kind of fixed all the buggy issues, I think this game would be a fucking banger.
Yep. Voice acting, do all that. Yep.
Yeah, they'd have to completely scrap all voice acting. Or maybe they keep the Jason line. Jason! That would actually make me laugh. But for the most part, I think this game is worth... I think the story just holds this whole thing together, and that's the only thing keeping this good.
Fair. I also agree. I think the story is worth a playthrough. I think it's a very fun story. I think it's really well put together. I do like the kind of Saw-esque kind of feel it has to it, and how tortured this character was. He went through some shit. I really thoroughly enjoyed the game, but the gameplay is just miserable, and I'm sure the PC port, from what I've been hearing from everyone, is just absolutely trash. So if you can't play it on the PlayStation, maybe it's not as worth it for you, but you could watch the story.
Yeah, true. You could find it online and not have to do any of the shit movement yourself. So yeah, thanks for listening, guys. That was another game we played. We did it.
Next week is Doom.
Doom?
Doom.
Doom?
Doom. D-O-O-M.
The original?
Yep.
OG Doom?
OG Doom.
Number one?
Number one.
1992?
If that's when it came out, yes.
That is when it came out. All right. Well, we'll see you next week with Doom.
Bye. Bye.